Proclamation number 3190B of 15th of July, 1944. Truth of Inspired Proclamations. Medial. What the Spirit of God reveals is hidden from science, and therefore the gifts of the Spirit cannot be received by a school unless the human being asks for the working of the Spirit and the Spirit makes itself known to him through those who are to teach on earth on God's behalf, who are called by him to spread the spiritual knowledge which they have received directly from him. But it follows from this that all truth originates from God, that it cannot be offered to people by any other means, that therefore everyone who wants to know the truth must be taught directly or indirectly by the Spirit of God. It also follows that the origin of every source must first be examined before it is recognized and the human being is allowed to draw from it. God's working must be established without a doubt in order to be able to represent a mediated spiritual knowledge as pure truth. If this origin is not proven, then the knowledge can only be acknowledged when it fully and completely corresponds to the Word of God, which He Himself directly conveys to earth through the inner Word. For pure truth can never originally come from outside. It is to be placed by God Himself into the heart of the one who deeply desires it and humbly asks God for knowledge. It must be born out of Him Himself, i.e., the spiritual spark in the human being must make itself known, which cannot err because it is part of God's Spirit, who is truth Himself. And thus a precise characteristic is given which should always form the basis of the examination of spiritual knowledge, for God has always and everywhere guided His Word to earth which is conveyed to those who sincerely desire truth. Seekers are always guided on the path so that they can take notice of God's Word which was directly conveyed to earth and which they should now also examine like everything else which is offered to them as spiritual knowledge. And the true seeker of truth will also recognize it as God's Word, because the Word speaks for itself, because it touches his heart and revives his faith with strength and now also urges him to accept it as God's working. But rarely do seekers take the direct path to God, rarely is their faith so strong that they call upon him for enlightenment of the Spirit, for the ability to recognize the truth. And this is why so many other paths are taken which certainly also have the same aim, i.e., whose followers all have the will to recognize what is right but who neglect to call upon God Himself, as the giver of truth, for His support and guidance, and if they do so they don't expect His answer in which form He wants to impart it to them but try to penetrate the spiritual kingdom themselves by disregarding laws which God has given. By not consciously listening but believing that they can receive unconsciously, which results in the fact that mature and immature spiritual beings can make themselves known to Him, such an expression is not forbidden by God. And it depends on the human being's will which beings use the will given to them for spiritual manifestations. Often it is not a conscious intention of the spiritual beings to mislead but their own ignorance, yet it is a welcome opportunity for the beings to seize weak will in order to be able to transfer their inadequate knowledge to people, since these beings are not yet permitted to teach in the beyond. As soon as a mature, knowledgeable being expresses itself in such a way it will only point people to the working of the Spirit, it will convey the truth to them which shall have the purpose of educating people to directly receive the Divine Word, His instructions through His Spirit. But it will not prevent other beings from approaching people as well, as soon as they do not follow the instructions in order to attain the pure truth. For then people will only want to listen without being active themselves. They will not fulfill the conditions under which they are offered the truth and consequently also have to reckon with falling prey to erring beings, Even though God takes every individual's desire for truth into account, so that this human being's soul will not suffer harm who has the deepest desire for God and is therefore also considered in accordance with this desire. But where many are together, the same striving and desire for truth is not to be found, and the externalizing beings, which take account of every person and want to impose their own thinking on those who are in the same degree of maturity and give their thoughts the same direction, are also corresponding. For the will of individual people also determines the spiritual beings approaching them. And the proclamations which reach earth from these beings through a person who gives his will can also be interspersed with error, because the giving being itself does not yet fully live in truth but wants to be active, which is now made possible for it through the person who gives of his will and the degree of maturity of the listeners, who again also determine the nature of the proclamations through their mental attitude, through their degree of desire for truth. As soon as they cannot completely free themselves from erroneous views, beings with the same imperfect or wrong knowledge will again and again push themselves close to them, for they will look for objects to whom they can impart their thought material, and the human being's will itself will always determine the extent to which he walks in truth. Therefore it is imperative to take the only certain path in order to reach the truth. Intimate prayer to God for the supply of them, a way of life in love and a complete surrender to divine love, which truly will not let his prayer go unheard. However, the human being must now consciously listen within himself. He must also pay attention to everything that approaches him from outside, but always let the voice of his heart speak, which warns him to accept something wrong and urges him to accept what God sends to him through fellow human beings if he himself is unable to hear the direct answer from God. Constant practice, however, brings him to the aim. He will be taught from within, through his spirit, and that in all truth. Even erroneous announcements from the kingdom of the beyond, received in an unconscious state, can therefore be of value insofar as they stimulate the human being's mental activity, increase his desire for truth, and thus let him consciously seek contact with the beings of light which will faithfully assist him if his will is good. But this commandment should always apply: examine everything and keep the best. If you want to have the guarantee of pure truth, then completely hand yourselves over to God and ask him for it, and he will send his spirit to those who ask him for it. And thus you will always be offered the opportunity to acquire the truth, yet examine the sources critically, and even more critically if what you are offered from different sides deviates from each other. For the truth from God must always and constantly agree wherever it is offered to people. And every different teaching is an occasion to make you think about it and to deal with it mentally. And if you ask God for help in doing so, he will guide your thoughts correctly. You will recognize what you can accept as truth and what you can reject as error. Amen.